Buckle up.
Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject, my neighbor wants to borrow a few things. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 34-year-old male who is currently dating a female that lives 200 miles from me. We make an effort to meet 3 times a month, mostly on weekends. I do love her, but I have a big problem that will interfere with the progression of our relationship. You see, I deal with multiple girls on the side during the weekdays. The girls come to my place and we keep it strictly sexual and nothing more.
Understood.
The girls are not the problem. They all know that I have a girlfriend and they are all okay with it. My problem is with my nosy, meddling neighbor. He lives right across from me and has met my girlfriend and chatted with her a few times in passing. The other day, my neighbor and I were leaving at the same time, and he let me know that he is not pleased with the fact that I have so many women coming in and out of my apartment, and when I have sex in my living room, he can hear it all in the hallway.
Ooh, that boy work.
He said I should feel like crap for being a cheater, and my girlfriend doesn't deserve that. Then I couldn't believe what this clown said next. He asked me to hook him up with some of my girls that come by, and if I didn't, he's going to have to talk to my girlfriend about me cheating on her. He said he has pictures of the girls going in and out of my apartment, and how on earth should I handle this mess? Should I tell my girlfriend about what's going on and be man enough to accept it if she breaks up with me? Or should I go over and whoop this guy's behind? I don't do well with snitches, and I'm definitely not going to supply girls for him. Well, you know what, writer of this letter, sir, if you guys do break up by chance, please let the record show right here that I will not be shedding one tear for you. As far as I'm concerned, you'll just be getting what you deserve, cheater, all right? This is what you do to someone you claim to love? Come on now. So if you love her, hate me, okay? Because I don't want your love, because this is what you do. Now, as far as your little extortionist, blackmailing, nosy neighbor is concerned, he's dead wrong. We all know he's dead wrong. He needs to mind his very own business. Leave yours alone, of course. He's probably at the door listening. He can't hear all in the hallway. He's nosy like that. He's probably at your door.
You're loud enough, though. If you bring it along.
Whether he agrees with what you're doing or not, he's just wrong. I mean, he's just out of order. I don't think you should beat him down, though. I don't think that, because this neighbor sounds a little cuckoo, so he could get the police involved. He could file charges. You don't want that. I know you don't want that, and you're right. Don't give him any girls. You're not a pimp or anything like that. I mean, really, he's trying to blackmail you. Come on now. I think a good old fashioned, like, you know, intimidating, like, conversation with some of your mean mugging boys, I think that might help this situation. You're going to have to call his bluff. I don't think he's going to tell your girlfriend. I just don't feel he's going to do that. But I just think you should take a couple of your boys over there and intimidate him. Call his bluff. He's probably real scary. He'll probably back down after that. I think he will. Junior?
I don't really condone his behavior with all the girls and everything. You know, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't care about that. No, I don't care about all that. That's not what I'm talking about.
But that doesn't bother you.
The threat is what I'm talking about. The threat. I feel he should whoop him. Hey, forget what I'm doing. This just say you gonna tattle on me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Whoop him. Tell who what? What are you even doing talking to my girl? Mm-hmm. You ain't got no business even talking to him.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is what he should do. He should tell him, man, I got one for you. Come on over. And when you get in there, that's when you can whoop him, because now he in your house. Mm-hmm. See, now you ain't gonna worry about the police charge. He in your house. You thought he was a burglar.
Okay, I like
now
it.
Now you scot-free.
I like it.
Now you scot-free. Mm-hmm. Now when he see you, he don't have nothing to say now. Now, because you're not already handled the business now. So I feel that's his best way to go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel no other kind of way about it. Forget all the other stuff. It's just the threat you made.
Mm-hmm.
The threat you made to another man about his own lifestyle. And you ain't pay now bill in my house. You don't pay no bills over there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
That's true.
I don't care what I'm doing over here. That ain't got nothing to do with you. And you need to mind your damn business. Oh, this ass whooping going to be a real lifestyle?
It's going to
be a real lifestyle.
I like that.
I like it.
Invite him to his house.
Yeah. I learned that from my grandmother. When you come in this yard and you take ass whooping, you call police, but you was in here. Mm-hmm. We got evidence she was in here. Mm-hmm. And that way you can avoid getting in trouble with the police.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. That's all.
I definitely think that's he'll call.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to call.
Uh-huh.
He's going to call.
Yeah.
But did anybody, Junior, learn from his grandma? Did anybody?
Yeah.
That part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I learned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Call them over to your house. Yeah. That's how you stay out of trouble. Call them over to your house. Then take care of your business, and you ain't got to worry about the police because they own your property. That's what you have to do. That's what you got to do.
Can I just ask you, since Carla brought it up, what precipitated this lesson from your grandmother's story?
Four girls had jumped my sister, and my grandmother got in the car and drove around one by one so my sister could get revenge. The last girl came over to the yard. Grandma said, let her in. Now, she let her in there, and my sister went to waxing this girl behind. I'm talking about, now, her mama with her. And I've never seen a parent say, I will protect you. But you can't protect her right now because my grandmother won't let her come to York. And my sister's over there whooping your daughter behind. And she's saying, Mom, and you ain't came in there. So that's how I learned. Get them in the yard.
I like it.
That's crazy.
You're family, that's how you Junior. Do it. I love it. All right.
That's a good one.
So far, subject, my neighbor wants to borrow a few things. 34-year-old male writes in. He's dating a female. She lives 200 miles from him. They make an effort to meet about 3 times a month, but it's mostly on weekends. But on the weekdays, he's got women coming in and out of his apartment. He says he deals with multiple girls on the side during the weekdays. They come to his place, these women do. They keep it strictly sexual, nothing more. He says, but the girls aren't the problem. They understand that he is a girlfriend, and they understand his relationship and everything. The problem is his neighbor across the hall. And he says his neighbor is spying on him. He's chatted it up a bit with his girlfriend, so he feels like he knows her. He feels like if the guy doesn't stop disrespecting his girlfriend, he's going to tell his girlfriend what's going down. And not only that, if he doesn't supply him with some girls, he's going to tell his girlfriend, too. So the guy wants to know, should he go over there? Should he whip the guys behind? Should he himself tell his girlfriend and just be a man and accept it if she breaks up? What should he do? He says he's not into snitches, and he's definitely not going to pimp out girls for this nosy next door neighbor. Yeah. So there you have it. All right, Jay, you're up.
Okay, this is an easy fix. This is an easy fix.
All right, let's hear it.
I can't believe how easy this is. Hello, police department? Yeah. My next door neighbor had the biggest marijuana farm going on inside. I mean, he's growing it in the kitchen, all on the balcony. Uh-huh. He's got it. You can smell it when you pull up to the apartment. It's unbelievable. Now, you got the whole place booby trapped, so be careful when you go in there. And there's some wild dogs in there, but I can smell it. I can't even sleep at night from the smell of marijuana coming out of his apartment, sir. It's unbelievable. He's right across the... Now, you'll know me because you'll see some fine women going in my apartment. it's the apartment right across from there. He got so much marijuana. I mean, it's all over the place. You can smell it. And what I need you guys to do is go in there, you know, get some... what are them things y'all use to tear the door down? What is that? Yeah.
Jaws of Life. No, not Jaws of Life.
Yes.
That Ram thing.
Ram things. Get a couple of those. Them Ram things.
Oh, like the SWAT team.
Them Ram things. Mm-hmm. And go in there and handcuff him. Now, he's very, very violent. He's going to be cussing a lot. But pay that no mind, okay? Uh-huh. I need you to go in there and get all that marijuana out that he has in there because he's been growing it for years. I mean, years. And nobody has done it. And I can't take it no more. You know, I have leukemia, and I can't take the smell of marijuana.
Hey, this is not about you.
Yes, it is. It's become about me. But I can't take the smell of marijuana, so I need you to go over there, okay? I'm the apartment with the fine women. When you see the fine women going in, it's the one across the street, okay, across the hall. Arrest him, please. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
All right, yes. Nephew. Thank you, Jay, because you were acting like this was you.
The one with the fine women?
Yeah.
That's my place. Not that one. Go across the hall. All right.
My neighbor wants to borrow a few things. What you got, Neff?
See, y'all not helping the brother. Y'all have yet to step in and actually help him with the issue that he's going through. All right. Uh-huh. The man said the man is barring stuff. Ain't that what he said? He wants mm-hmm. to bar something.
Mm-hmm. A few things.
Okay, he want to bar a few things. Mm-hmm. Loan him some booty till he get on his feet. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
The man down on his luck right now. Loan him some booty till he get on his feet. 2 booties a week. That's all you got to do. It ain't got to be yours. Find some ugly booty and send them down the hall. And let that relax that man. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Loan the man some booty till he get on his feet. After about a month or two, uh-huh. he gonna fall in love with one of them. Mm-hmm. He gonna uh-huh. leave you alone. You can keep running what you running. Mm-hmm. Handling your bitch. Trust me, the next time he see your girl, he gonna be like, hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, my God. You know what? Your boy is so cool. I love kicking with him. You know, me and him hang out while you gone. Keep sending him booty twice a week.
He did ask to be hooked up with
some
of the girls.
That's all he wants. He fiending. The man is down on his luck. Loan him some booty till he get on his feet.
Till he gets on his feet.
That's all. Y'all act like y'all ain't never been down on your luck before. And needed a pick-me-up. You ain't never need a pick-me-up. Come on, man. I know I ain't the only one. Loan the man some booty till he get on his feet.
Have you ever called and got a booty loan? You ever had to do that?
Who are you? I'm the only one?
I ain't
the only one.
Wait, what, Jay?
I've never got a booty loan.
Ain't nobody loan you no booty till you got on your feet. Come on, dog. No. You know, you going through something. Okay, how long your drought ever been, Jay? Your drought. Jay, I have never heard you say,
When I first moved to L.A., boy, I need to tell you.
Jay, that was funny. Been that long, huh, Jay?
Just thinking about it. But, man, when I first got to L.A., boy, I'm here to tell you, man.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Who are you people?
And booty loan us, too. Booty loan us your thoughts.
At Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You can check that out on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.